What's up, everybody? It's your buddy Cranksy back here with Sample Central number 010. And I got a fart and it's stuck. And my special guest here seems to find that pretty amusing.
Yeah, I think he should find himself a straw and do something about that.
Apparently I'm supposed to shove a straw up my ass to make myself fart.
Yep.
It's my buddy Swivel sitting here.
Hi, everybody.
So.
Yeah, we don't really have a good script set up or anything.
No, we don't. We got a bunch of tunes we're going to play, but we have very little script.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan's been stressing over here. Or Cranksy, I suppose. It's going to be hard to refer to you as your handle. Because I know you first and foremost in person.
This is true. We've known each other a long time. Since, like, what, mid-90s?
Yeah, a long time. Every time we see each other, it seems like we look a lot older. More gray hair.
Aren't we all getting older and more gray?
Not all of us, but most of us.
Some of us just keep getting fatter. Some of us get skinnier. You asshole.
Oh, come on. I think I was skinnier last time I was here.
Maybe. Not after this week. Not after hanging out with me and drinking beer and eating cheese the whole time.
The Midwest is rough, man.
It is.
All you do out here is eat cheese and bread and beer. We're a bunch
of fat, useless cunts out here.
It's crazy.
I don't know. Did we talk about some of the history we have and the scene together? Your scene history? Like, who the fuck are you? You're an old school scener.
Okay.
Where do you fit into this thing?
Okay, my nickname is Swivel, and a long, long time ago it was Spawn. But at the time, Spawn, the Image comic book, was very popular, and once I got on IRC and started kind of communicating with other people, I learned that Spawn was a very popular nick, and there were a lot of collisions. So I started making rip graphics for ICE.
I was going to say, you had a history in sort of that art scene.
Yeah, a little bit. I did two different rip graphics in one art pack, I think, and they were both comic-based. And I did them as Spawn, and then I realized there were other Spawns within ICE at the time. It was just crazy. Like, Spawns were everywhere. So then I went to school. I think I was in high school at the time, and I was frustrated with this situation, not having an identifiable, unique name. And just saw some girl in class with a t-shirt that said Swivel on the back. And I was just like, well, Swivel is a meaningless thing. Like, that is completely random. It made no sense to me. And I thought that was perfect, because there was no chance of this colliding.
Right.
So I just embraced it, and I was like, okay, my name now is Swivel. But I never actually did any graphics under that name. That moniker kind of just was irrelevant in the scene until we made a demo together under CSR.
Right.
I mean, I was active on IRC as Swivel.
Which is a group, it was a music group that another local scener, Pizza Head, and I had started.
Yeah.
Called Cryptic Stench Records, which most people probably don't know is actually named after a Cannibal Corpse song. So that was actually named after. But it's just a cool name.
I probably knew that at one time, but I completely forgotten it. I remembered CSR and Cryptic Stench Records, but I didn't know like the provenance of that name.
The origin. But yeah, what was that, 1999? 98-ish, when we made it. Presented that demo at Spring Break 99.
Was it 99?
Yeah.
Yeah, so at some point I pivoted from doing rip graphics to learning how to code. And then eventually actually made one demo that was released with you. And Excel from CSR made the music, and then you redid the music to make it demo appropriate.
Right, because it was like a 9-minute song or something. So we had to kind of trim it down to make it fit the demo.
And it had a whole bunch of things. Yeah, you did a lot of work on it to make it actually work on the computers that we were dealing with. We didn't have a lot of CPU time available. We didn't have hardware acceleration because it was a Linux demo. And we were using libmicmod to play the music. And that's not a particularly good player in the first place. And you had to remove all the NuNote actions. There were a whole bunch of virtual channels.
Yeah, he had like 64, like 80 freaking channels going all at once.
Yeah.
And we were making this on like 46s? Low Pentiums?
I think it was low end Pentiums at the time. Pentiums. Maybe like 100 megahertz.
Yeah.
Around there. But you made a big impact on just the playability of that music while having graphics going.
That's true. I kind of forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Without your contributions there, I couldn't actually have any useful effects going on with the music playing. It would just start chunking and dropping out with buffer underruns. And we were trying to have the audio synchronized with the graphics and have, like, strobe lights and things flashing.
Right.
Aligned with, like, bass drums and things like that, which requires... It requires either having a really small buffer for the audio or being more clever. And being more clever, we didn't really have the time. I didn't have the time to be more clever about it. So I was just shrinking the buffer, and I required you to keep the CPU burden of playing back the music low.
Yeah, which was really easy because the original track had, like, a shit ton of extra channels.
Yeah.
For, like, echoes and delays and other things that were just kind of easy to cut out, so...
Yeah, it worked. We actually ended up winning that party, but it wasn't because Loop was a particularly good demo. It was just lack of competition.
Right.
There were other demos. We weren't alone, but I think out of everybody that contributed a demo in that contest, I probably like put in the most time because I was working on a lot of those effects.
It was the most complete kind of production.
Right.
Like, everything was rushed. Everything else was rushed.
It was... Loop was rushed to be, like, a finished thing, but a lot of those effects I had been working on for months before we went. And I don't know if that's generally frowned upon or considered cheating, but it seems like everybody kind of accumulates a toolbox of program source and, like, just effects they can work
or
with.
Or an entire demo tool.
Right, right.
Like, nowadays.
Yeah, we didn't have a tool. I just had been accumulating some effects that we can kind of string together into something.
Awesome. So I guess what we're going to do in this episode is... play a bunch of music that you dig, some of the stuff that we both have really dug for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, when you told me you wanted to do this, because you, when I told you I was coming to visit, you suggested doing an episode, and you suggested I pick some tunes. So a lot of this music that we're about to play just comes out of my tracked music directory on my laptop, which has been just carried over with every computer upgrade over the years. All these files were downloaded by me in the 90s and have just been carried over the years. These were largely sent to me by people in IRC, people that I was chatting with at the time. I was never really big into tracked music and collecting a lot of it and, like, seeking it out on my own. A lot of this stuff was just sent to me by musicians because I idled in the tracks channel and just talked with a lot of people in the scene at the time. Many of the files don't even have file names or formal names. They're just random gibberish. People were working on things. File names are numbers, number.it, or duh, one, duh, two.
I sent you those.
Yeah, you definitely were sending me works in progress. But the ones that I picked for us to play here aren't really unfinished. That they're all kind of like polished works.
Yeah, they're proper.
Yeah.
Proper releases.
Yeah. Hopefully, awesome. Hopefully it's enjoyed by the audience. I don't know.
So we'll start with a bit of history with the first module by Karsten Obarski. I don't know if it's the first module, but... The first module that was included with the first commercial Amiga tracker called the Ultimate Sound Tracker, as far as we can tell. And it was suggested to us by our buddy Sketch.
That's right. Yeah, when Dan suggested, when Cranksy suggested, we should start over.
It's fine.
When Cranksy suggested that I pick some music, I immediately thought of Sketch, because he's like aficionado of mod music in my mind. He's always talking about chiptunes. He's always sending me like packages of stuff or links to chiptunes, things that I can't even play in any hardware that I possess that it requires emulators to listen to and stuff. He's totally old school. So I knew that he would have some kind of like historically significant recommendations, way more than I could ever bring to the table because I only know the PC scene.
Right.
So
do I.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was kind of important to kind of consult him. And he suggested a number of songs, but this was, I think, the most significant of them.
Awesome. So this tune kind of marks the birth, almost, of the sample-based tracking that we know it, going back to the Amiga from 1987. We kind of think of modern tracking being like 91, 92 on up. 1987, they were already doing it.
Long time.
It's pretty awesome.
That's a long time ago.
So, this tune is a 4-channel dot mod, of course. It's only 68 kilobytes. And was made in 1987.
Yeah.
It's called Crystal Hammer. by Karsten Barsky. Next tune is not exactly safe for work. It's a classic favorite of both of ours, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's silly, but I think it's well done.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I remember playing this at OLM in the stupid little cube farm.
I don't remember that.
No? That's I think when I first caught onto it from you.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Sketch turned me onto this song. It's very likely.
And then I uploaded it to Nectarine Radio and would request it nonstop to where it got banned.
I didn't know that. I never listened to
Nectarine. I actually got it banned from Nectarine.
That's funny.
Although it's back up there again, but still. It's kind of funny.
Was that a common thing to happen on Nectarine? Banning of songs?
If it had something to do with me, probably.
Oh, man.
Especially my own music. Yeah.
So was that when you were Troll or Cranksy?
Troll.
Did you...
I think I lived up to my name that I would make antagonistic music and force it upon unsuspecting ears.
So was part of possible. Was part of your retiring the name Troll and switching to Cranksy, like retiring that persona?
Not exactly. You're I think it just had to do with the current climate online and the annoyingly negative kind of connotation that it's taken on.
Yeah.
And just like you can't even like Google search that anymore.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah, the word troll is overloaded now.
Right. Much easier to look for some dickhead in Cranksy. You'll probably find me.
But, you know, in the past, you were really trolling. It's just...
I was. On but it a wasn't, smaller... But it was fun. It was just, like, dumb. I wasn't trying to, like, hurt anybody. Now it's just horrible.
It is. It's really horrible. But when I think about what we used to do to each other in IRC and the way everybody was antagonistic, a bunch of teenage boys, basically,
right,
just messing with each other, it's the same thing that's happening today. It's just... The audience was smaller then.
It's just a much scarier level.
It's just the reach of IRC was so small. It was niche. And now, with Facebook and Instagram and all this Twitter crap, your audience is global. Everybody sees you're trolling. You can't just be screwing around. It has some impact everywhere.
Because everyone does it.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
I wasn't willing to go to that level, up my game that much.
Yeah.
It's too much effort.
It's a strange world we live in.
Fuck that. Anyway.
Here's the song.
Speaking of
very uplifting, that'll be
this
great.
This is a tune that's often attributed to Merlin, because that's what it says in the file name. But it's actually by Ramon. Ramon. It was just listed as rap in the Digital Force music disc. And it riffs on a bunch of classic 80s tunes.
Depeche Mode, right?
Including Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode. But it features a sample just says Geron, as in Geron Tell.
Yeah.
The classic mod musician that I think everybody knows. It's a 4-channel.mod from Soundtracker at 169 kilobytes. On Fuck Your Horse.
Yeah, this is great. It's one of my favorites.
By Ramon. Dig it.
Yep.
Take no arse. Digital force. Digital Force. Techno Force.
Up next is a tune from a old Cosmic Free Music. God damn it, I can't even talk. Cosmic Free Music Foundation member, KFMF.
Yep, Inspect the Deck.
Formerly known as KLF.
Yeah?
Yes. Which, I can't remember what the fuck that means.
Often referred to as just Cosmic.
Yes, absolutely. Cosmic. And I remember this guy a lot, too, actually. He did a lot of really interesting and high-quality, like, remixes. So kind of like that early house techno kind of remixes.
Yeah, I don't personally remember a lot of his music. I just remember going through a phase where I was seeking out all his music. And just kind of binged on it. And there were just a few that actually remained in my directory. So I picked one of them. When I rediscovered his name, I hadn't heard his name in ages. When I was looking through all his music, I was like, holy shit, Inspect the Deck? Wow, what a blast from the past.
Nice. So much of the melody of this tune was obviously based on a certain black and white TV monster family that I think you'll recognize. It's a 14-channel fast tracker .xm, 975 kilobytes, called Delusional by Inspect the Deck.
next is a track from a video game that I play occasionally on Linux. It's called Heroes. It's multi-platform, and it's basically like Nibbles or Tron from those olden days. If you ever used the QBasic games in DOS, Nibbles.bas was a game that everybody had. It's basically like Snake, and they have a bunch of great music, because I guess the game was made by demo sceners. Just judging from the gameplay itself and how it turns into like rotozoomers and weird waves whenever you run over these like power-ups that are supposed to actually penalize you, the game starts inverting controls and doing all sorts of weird texture mapping effects. Totally software rendered. No hardware acceleration or OpenGL. It's just simple 2D stuff. And all the music is XM files. There's like 10 or 12 of them or something. But the one that I selected was Heroes 10.xm. And I kind of picked it at random. They're all good tracks. I just grabbed one. And I thought it would be worth including because the game's cool. It clearly involves the demo scene somehow. And the musicians are French. And Dan here, Cranksy here, will read from our file.
Oh, I'm going to introduce this?
This, I can't read their names from here. Oh, okay. I need better glasses.
Well, this tune is Heroes 10.xm. It's only 225 kilobyte, 10 channels by Alex L.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Speaking of Joran Tell, as he was mentioned in the previous Fuck Your Horse tune, many of you may know him as Wave, who was featured for his winning music compo entry in a previous episode. This is a Five Musicians release by him from 1999. It's a 28-channel, 952 kilobyte, Fast Tracker 2.xm called In My Life, My Mind. Thank you. So deep diving into Swivel's little collection over the years, a little bit farther, sticking with the PC tracking scene and talking about KLF and KFMF, or Cosmic, we'll talk about the founder, Malcolm. It's actually a guy that I started following early on and downloaded a bunch of his music, so it's just yet another musician that we both agree upon. This was made in the multi-track module tracker, or the .mtm format, which we've talked about before, is made by Renaissance. It's a 408 kilobyte 14-channel MTM tune called Astronaut by Malcolm.
We got you now. It's looking good. Over.
I hear a bunch of drunk people in my hallway. There's a lot of drunk people in this room, so yeah. So we'll lighten up the mood a bit. We have a track which features some samples from everyone's favorite sweater-wearing dad figure, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, this song is pretty silly. It's probably, you know, next to Fuck Your Horse, probably like the most ridiculous song I have in my collection. But I find it entertaining, and it takes a pretty dark turn. I dig it. Hopefully you guys will enjoy it.
Awesome. So we have no idea who made this tune, or where it came from, but we're going to play it anyways. Because it's only 6 channels, but it's over 2 friggin' megabytes. Won't you be his neighbor? It's Mr. Rogers' Implications.
When I was a little boy, sometimes I had worries that I didn't know how to tell my mom or dad. But my grandmother sometimes knew I was worried, even when I didn't say so. And I'd really feel glad when she'd mention it to me. And I'd really feel glad when she'd mention it to me. I remember worrying and playing about divorce one time. Divorce is something about grown-ups. But it's natural for children to worry about it, because they love feeling feeling for me. But it's natural for children to worry about it, because they love feeling feeling for me, just to be able to such a good feeling. It's such a happy feeling, you're growing inside.
Another tune that I think we both enjoyed over the years.
Yeah, I like it.
Another musician. Actually, quite a few tracks that we enjoy. But while this guy had a string of worthy tracks, it wasn't until he really started throwing himself into his music and including vocals and original lyrics, creating a style that seemingly unmatched by anyone else in the scene. While plenty of others tried to include vocals in their music, very few produced such stylish and memorable results. This is a tune that we both regarded highly to this day and still enjoy greatly. Just shy of filling a floppy disk, it's 28 channels from Fast Tracker 2 in .xm format. From 1997, here's Volume by Hunts.
I'm gonna catch ya, shove the emotive in your brain. I've got something to explore. Rap ya, slap ya, now I'm gonna catch ya, shove the emotive in your brain. I've got something to explore. Girl, how to fashion, way on my volume. Rap ya, slap ya, now I'm gonna catch ya. Shove the emotive in your brain. I've got in your brain something to explore. Rap ya, slap ya, now I'm gonna catch ya. Shove the emotive in your brain. I've got you are girl. Volume,
last up is a tune by one of our fallen brethren, Phase of Digitalis and Fluid. He says in the message text of this module file, and I quote, "Wow, this song turned out really sweet. I'd have to say this is one of my best. For this song, I imagined a dusty attic, beams of sunlight falling on all the old books, diaries, memories." End quote. Speaking of memories, you have quite a few memories of this young man.
I don't know about quite a few, but I have some pretty distinct memories of this person. I didn't know him that well, but my friend C. Ray C. was buddies with him on IRC, and we were all going to Crash 97, a demo party that happened in Calgary, Canada. And I had just gotten my license and had access to a car and decided to drive up there and take C-Ray C with me. And he said, hey, man, we'll take FaZe. He's on the way because we're coming from Illinois and FaZe was in Wisconsin. So we could stop by and grab him and bring him along. So three of us in a Nissan Sentra with subs in the trunk, three computers, three monitors, three keyboards. And this was back in the day when computers were pretty large. These were mid-tower computers. The car was overflowing with stuff, and I have a picture of FaZe sitting in the back seat with a monitor on his lap and a bowl of marijuana hanging out of his mouth, and he's happy as a clam. And that's what I think of whenever I think of FaZe, just him in the back of the car smoking a bowl back when marijuana was not really legal, and he was planning to take that across the border up into Calgary. It was a good time.
Awesome. That it?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Cool. Well, our brother FaZe, also known as Brendan Ebel from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, sadly left this world in 2002 when he was struck by a drunk driver. The song and episode goes out to him at a time that the group Fluid has been restarted in his memory, in his musical spirit. It's a 568 kilobyte, 15 channel, Impulse Tracker 2.11 module called Tyndall Beams by FaZe. Sample Central!